School children in Oklahoma and across the country take quite a few tests these days. Some believe too many.
The testing is ridiculous.
End of instruction exams, goofy idea.
Our children are being overtested.
They're so focused on testing.
It was under this same premise that Representative David Derby wrote House Bill 1622.
I got pulled into the principal's office, quite literally in Owosso, from one of the counselors there at the high school. And she says, Representative Derby, we are testing our kids too much.
Currently, a student in Oklahoma will take 26 standardized tests from 3rd to 12th grade. Some of them are required by federal law, others just by the state. Under House Bill 1622, any test that isn't required by the federal government would be eliminated. Another bill, by Senator John Ford, aims to reduce testing as well. But Senate Bill 707 deals specifically with high school tests. Both bills want to consolidate the 7 exams that high schoolers take to graduate into just one comprehensive assessment. But what kind of assessment? That's the difference.
Now, the difference between 1622 and 707 is that 1622 ties that comprehensive test to the state standards that are currently being written by the State Board of Education.
Representative Derby's bill requires that the test be tweaked to align with the state academic standards. He says testing companies like Iowa, Terra Nova, and ACT Aspire can do this. Senate Bill 707 says the State Department of Education can use any exit exam as long as it aligns with the standards. It doesn't necessarily have to be tweaked. Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister has already publicly announced that she's in favor of using the American College Test, or ACT. But Derby and others don't like that idea.
I don't believe that it is designed to do what they want it to do.
Derby says the ACT will not align with state academic standards and can't be changed to do so because it's a national test. Therefore, it's not a good measure of Oklahoma's students' academic achievement. But Senator Ford disagrees.
Our new standards we're developing by statute must be college and career ready. ACT measures college and career readiness. To me, they are absolutely aligned.
Ford says colleges already require students to take the ACT to get in, so it just makes sense. He says an ACT score, in addition to the student's GPA, would help determine mastery of the subject.
You know, I think it's also important for us in Oklahoma to know how our students do relative to other states in America.
Both bills are currently awaiting further attention in the legislature, and each bill requires public comment and agreement among many education officials. So either way it goes, the debate is far from over. For KOSU, I'm Emily Wendler.